Here at the Bexar County Jail, hundreds of inmates who want to see their loved ones have to be shuffled from housing units to special visitation areas where only 18 of them at a time can see their visitors. Deputy Chief Raul Benasco says visitors must show up early in the day to get a pass to see their loved ones behind bars, and after that, they wait.
We're in San Antonio. It gets very hot, and sometimes it takes often family members, friends, 5 to 8 hours waiting for a 20-minute visit.
Children and family members can see inmates only through a glass window and talk to them over a phone receiver. Benasco says it's an antiquated system, and he believes video visitation will help family members visit with inmates more often.
Having an environment with 60 to 80, I would say booths, I call them carousels, but booths, and what's going to happen is on the inside of the jail, each housing unit will have 2 visitation areas.
Video visits in Bexar County will come from an air-conditioned building down the street. Visitors register online from their home, appear at the visitation center at the appointed time, and there won't be hours of wait times.
It's an enormous time saver.
Criminal defense attorney Suzanne Kramer says when lawyers have to wait in the jail to see their clients, the clock is ticking on the indigent funds paid by the county to court-appointed attorneys.
You've got a good 30, 45 minutes to an hour wait, waiting for them to get the defendant down into the room. And that's nothing against the county. They're just that busy.
Video visitation units installed some time ago at the Bexar County Courthouse for attorneys' use has been saving taxpayer dollars. And after using it for a while, Kramer says her original concerns about attorney-client privilege have been resolved.
When it first started, a lot of us were concerned about the privilege issue. We're in a room and there's other people around and we're talking to our clients about privileged information and we weren't real sure that privilege was being protected. But I did it a few times and it really is. You're in a room by yourself. There's nobody in the room on the other side. It's just your client. I think privilege is protected.
The technology has been criticized by family members who say even if there's a glass between them and their loved ones, seeing them in person is better than on a monitor. But it is the way many jails have been able to reduce costs while increasing visitation opportunities. Benasco says the jail can quadruple the number of visits with the video system, and he wants to see Bexar County exceed the 2 visits a week that are required by the state.
And that's the goal. One of the things with video visitation is that you always meet your state standards in every state. And you'll see in time as people get used to the system, there'll be more opportunities to get a third visit in.
Benasco likes the system for security reasons as well. It reduces the amount of contraband coming into the jail. Smart software can prevent certain problems associated with inappropriate communication. The county's target date for installation of the video visitation system is mid to late 2015. Eileen Pace, Texas Public Radio News.